This is Jim Harriet speaking to you from Times Square in New York City, as if you couldn't hear it. From 42nd Street on my left, sweeping all the way up to 45th or 46th Street, you can't see any blacktop except for an island right in the middle of this surging crowd of humanity. And they're waiting for one thing, the end of this old year, and to help ring in the new. There's some pushing and shoving, but it's a happy crowd, lots of horns. A rocket went up a moment. There goes another one. We're on the fourth floor of the Claridge Hotel. That one went up to about at least the seventh floor. Truly the rocket's red glare here in the final waning moments of 1968. It had been raining earlier. It looks as if the rain has stopped. Temperature in the high 30s. It will get windy and much colder and clear up later on. On this night of all nights for going out on the town, one of New York's most famous nightclubs is closed. The Latin Quarter shut down. Its chorus girls are on strike. They want more money. Another strike in New York, just the thing we need in the waning hours of 1968. The searchlight is in place, sweeping up to that mammoth lighted ball atop what is now the Allied Chemical Tower. It's about 100 feet above the top of the building itself. And when that ball descends, it touches on 1969, a big sign up there, and that means the year will be officially here. I might mention that New York's Mayor John Lindsay will join the traditional Times Square welcome to the new year tonight through a filmed message projected on the huge electronic screen overlooking Times Square, addressed to the thousands expected in the square from all parts of the nation, and they're there. For the moment of midnight, the message reads, "As Mayor, I join my fellow New Yorkers in extending to you best wishes for peace, happiness, and prosperity in 1969. Now, it will flash across the screen at the precise moment of the arrival of the new year, signaled by the 22-foot-long digital clock below the screen. That clock is pulsed by signals transmitted by telephone lines from the U.S. Naval Observatory. The message concludes with an animated electronic simulation of the mayor's signature being written out. The final moments of 1968, and now there is a surge within the crowd right in front of us here. It's hard to tell what's going on, just a little late evening exuberance apparently. One fella's holding up a sign that reads simply, "Aaron." They're here, and they want to let the world know that they're here and that they welcome what they hope will be a prosperous and happy new year just minutes from now, a little over 2 minutes as a matter of fact, before 1969 makes its appearance. Incidentally, the idea of midnight signaling the departure of a bearded old gentleman carrying a scythe and hourglass and the appearance of a chubby infant wearing a diaper began in Greek mythology. The Greek god Cronus, or old Father Time, and the New Year baby may be as old as Father Time. During the ancient Greek festival of Dionysus, a baby was paraded as a symbol of rebirth. So, we are about to welcome a brand new year. We hope a good one for you and yours here in Times Square in New York City. It's been a very eventful year, 1968. The spectacular flight of Apollo 8, President Johnson's decision not to run again, the assassinations of Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King, the release of the Pueblo crewmen, and now word came just hours ago that the Viet Cong have released three American prisoners in Vietnam. Good news to begin this new year. As the crowd surges forward to get a better look at that glowing ball atop the Allied Chemical Tower, let's bring in my colleague and veteran of many of these celebrations, Ben Grauer.
I'd say there are 75,000 people here despite the rain and the sleet. Are the balls moving? It's starting to move. It's starting slowly. There's a flying skyrocket that's going up. Someone sent up a Roman candle that's adding luster to the scene as the crowd picks up its scream of farewell to the old and hail to the new. More. A ball of fire has descended into the crowd. Someone shot off a rocket and it's burning on the ground. I don't think anyone's going to be badly hurt. Maybe a little burn or two here and there. Just a sign of the expression of glory and joy and happiness to get rid of the old and greet the new with vigor. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, to go. 1969. Outpouring from a million thousand throats as they're saying goodbye to the old and now welcome to a new year of hope, to a new year of challenges for our nation and for the world. But these kids don't care for any of those abstractions. They're just glad to be here. In about 5 minutes, it's going to be deserted, but this is a typical New York greeting of New Year's Eve. There's the scene as 1969 is just 1 minute old.
Thank you, Ben Grauer. I might mention that flare you mentioned a few moments ago that dropped from several floors up into the crowd apparently hurt no one. Police quickly put it out as someone a little overly exuberant wanted to celebrate the incoming new year in a spectacular way. It is 1969. It is flashed in prominent numerals here on the Allied Chemical Tower in Times Square. The ball has dropped. A new year has begun. And we hope it will be a good new year for you. Thousands upon thousands of people in Times Square, as you can hear it. The rain has stopped. It's getting colder, but not to that exuberant crowd outside. This is Jim Harriet wishing you a happy, prosperous, and peaceful new year. Now we go to the Rainbow Grill here in New York City, where the new Christie Minstrels continue NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands.
This is Roger Bowman in the Rainbow Grill on the 65th floor of the RCA building on top of Radio City in New York. NBC Radio continues to bring the new year in with its great lineup of top music makers in the nation, starting 1969 with the new Christie Minstrels. And now here's anchorman Fats Johnson to tell you about their program. Fats?
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening. There's mass hysteria going on here, as you can hear. And we're going to try to do some tunes for you that we hope maybe you'll like. And we're going to start off with one featuring our banjo players. It's called Down the Ohio.
going on a while. You hear me talking, and though I'm bound to leave you, it won't be long. Oh, coming home, I'll be down. Everybody,
well, I used to ride a Van River Queen. Yes, and there's many a game of fortune that I have seen.
Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to do a song for you now that you might be familiar with, about one of our very favorite times of the week. This doesn't happen to be yet, but boy, this is, I'll tell you, we're having a really fantastic time here tonight. People are hanging from the rafters and everything else. This is a song you may be familiar with, and if you care to join in on the chorus on this one, don't, because you might just mess it all up.
More and more,
especially on a Saturday night.
Saturday evening when the work's all done, come on along and we'll have a little fun now. We're kind of quiet and kind of homespun,
but we're wild on a Saturday night.
Easy now.
Saturday night, Saturday night, we all get together on a Saturday night.
Thank you very, very much. We'd like to do a song for you now that is very, very important to us. It's a song that we performed all over the entire world, and it has to do with a little situation that we get involved in about 200 times a year. We play about that many colleges and universities. It seems like every show we get young people that ask us why we don't do protest songs. And we don't do protest songs for a couple of reasons. First of all, we're not mad at anybody. And I think most important, we're really tired
seeing people in dirty clothes, singing about hard work they've never done, and wars they've never fought in. And we'd like to ask, thank you. We'd like to ask each and every one of you here tonight at the Rainbow Grill, and you people out there all over the country, to sing along with us on this song. We've kind of adopted this as our very own New Christy Minstrel national anthem, and we performed it all over the world, and the response was fantastic. If you don't know the lyrics, just jump right in there the second time around, singing along with us from the bottom of your hearts. We want to raise the roof right off this place. Y'all ready? Here we go. This land is
your land. This land is my land. From California to New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land was made for you and me. As I went walking on that river of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land.
Thank you. This portion of the NBC New Year's Eve celebration is being presented to the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. And remember, later tonight you'll hear the Herbie Mann Octet, Les Brown, and Duke Ellington from Houston, Texas, and many, many more. All yours, Fats.
Oh, thank you very, very much. Tell you what, let's do. Anything at all you'd like to hear now, gang? Anybody? Okay. Tell me something, quick. All right.
La Cucaracha.
Oh, I see. Okay. So thanks a lot, gang, but we've got it worked out for the radio show, too. I'll tell you what let's do. We've had a real good time entertaining you here tonight at the Rainbow Grill, and you've been so very nice. We'd like to say, you know, if you really like us, remember we were the New Christy Minstrels. If you didn't like it, we were the King family. And you've been so nice. We'd like to introduce the guys to you. We'd like you to know who we are. On my far right, Chicago, Illinois, Mr. Rick Hansen. From New Orleans, Louisiana, Mr. Bruce Bermudez. From Dallas, Texas, Mr. Randy Tallman. And our lovely lady from Los Angeles, California, Mighty Mike Ellen Whalen. And the other half of our dynamic duo from San Diego, California, beautiful Carol Kimsey. And ladies and gentlemen, the success story of the year, a young man that grew up right here in New York City, your own Joe Travis. And on the bass fiddle from Jackson, Mississippi, Mississippi Bill Hurd. And spread out in the middle, from his mother, Fats Johnson. Thank you very much. You know, you've been so great tonight. We want you all to join us on this next one. Stomping your feet and clapping your hands and singing it out. I know y'all, I'm from Los Angeles. All right, we want y'all to get with us. Come on, everybody, moving and grooving. Here we go. Oh, we're not going to start now. You're all getting it. Come on, everybody. All you people out there in radio land, let me hear you. Here we go. I know y'all know the song. We need your help now. Here we go, one time. Are you ready?
Business. This particular song has been historically associated with freedom. In the days of the Civil War, when the slaves traveled the route of the Underground Railroad, they followed a system of signs, landmarks, and byways in their escape to freedom. One of the most important of these was the Big Dipper and the North Star. But they didn't call it the Big Dipper. They called it the Drinking Gourd. till daylight is gone.
And follow the drinking god. Follow the drinking god. Follow the drinking god. Keep on traveling that muddy road to freedom. Follow the drinking god.
There's a new day dawning. It won't be long.
Roger Bowman at the Rainbow Grill in New York saying goodbye to the new Christie Minstrels with their rousing songs of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. NBC Radio News will follow in 1 minute, after which NBC Radio's all-star parade of bands will continue bringing the new year in with the music of the Herbie Mann Octet and the BBK Quintet from New York City on the NBC Radio Network.
Mrs. J has 2 children, 5 and 7, and a husband dying of cancer. Community Service Society, the agent that helps troubled families to help themselves, helped Mrs. J. No one could save Mr. J's life, but CSS helped Mrs. J to accept the inevitable, to reassure her frightened children, to plan for the future. CSS helped Mrs. J to prepare for a job and to arrange for the care of her children when she will be at work. Mrs. J's story is not unique. Each year, thousands of frightened, desperate, troubled people turn to CSS for help and find it. CSS family counselors help families torn by marital strife. They help disturbed youngsters and lonely old people. They help the sick, the lost, and the despairing. But CSS can't do it alone. It needs your help. Won't you help CSS today by sending a check to CSS, New York, 10010.
WNBC-FM, New York.
NBC Radio News. Here's Bill Fitzgerald.
The Viet Cong released 3 American prisoners of war New Year's morning, Vietnam time. The U.S. soldiers were identified as Specialist 4th Class James Brigham of Ocala, Florida, and Thomas Jones of Linville, Indiana, along with Private 1st Class Donald Smith of Akron, Pennsylvania. The 3 U.S. soldiers, all captured last year, were handed over to a team of 5 American officers on a riverbank 50 miles northwest of Saigon. All 3 of the American prisoners were reported to be in good physical condition. The release came after the U.S. negotiating team bargained for less than 2 hours with 5 Viet Cong agents at the prearranged site. The communists called for the meeting after a similar bargaining session failed on Christmas Day. Following the release, the 3 American soldiers were flown to the 24th Evacuation Hospital a few miles from Saigon. They expressed happiness over their freedom but refused to answer any questions. NBC News has talked to Mrs. Mary Brigham, mother of one of the men freed by the Viet Cong.
I just received word. Oh, I'm so happy. This is the best thing that could ever happen to me.
I'm just so glad he's released. I'm so thankful for it. I don't know whether he'll be coming home.
The United Nations Security Council unanimously condemned Israel today for her reprisal attack on the Beirut Lebanon airport. Israel immediately rejected the resolution, called it a violation of the UN Charter, and therefore inapplicable. The United States Ambassador, J.R. Wiggins, toned down America's stand on the condemnation. Wiggins objected to what he called the sweeping generalizations, crude denunciations, and the reckless attack on Israel. Said the U.S. Ambassador, Israel is not on trial here for its life and is not being asked by the United Nations to defend its right to exist. The U.N. resolution said Lebanon was entitled to reparations for damages suffered during the Israeli raid of last Saturday, but the resolution carefully avoided mentioning any specific amount. Shortly after the Security Council took its action against Israel, officials in Tel Aviv claimed that Arab guerrillas fired rockets into an Israeli town near the Lebanese border tonight. An Israeli spokesman says three persons were killed in the New Year's Eve attack, and Lebanon denied the charge, said it was manufactured to justify a buildup of Israeli forces along the Lebanese border. President Johnson sent messages to both the House and the Senate tonight. He advised congressional leaders that he would not be making any tax changes during his final 20 days in office. Congress had set a deadline of midnight Tuesday for the president to submit proposed tax revisions, including the 10% income surtax. Mr. Johnson said any tax reforms suggested by the Treasury Department would be up to the incoming Nixon administration. Once again, the hour's top story. The Viet Cong has released three American prisoners of war. The U.S. soldiers were handed over to an American negotiating team New Year's morning in Saigon at a prearranged site. All three of the Americans are reported to be in good physical condition. Bill Fitzgerald, NBC News, New York.
This has been NBC Radio News. Stay tuned for the next NBC Radio News.
Hi, this is Charlie Brown. Do you know how much unsuspecting arthritis victims threw away last year on quack and misrepresented drugs and remedies? $350 million. But the loss in dollars is only part of the story. The real tragedy is in the valuable time lost. Time so critical in the prevention of the needless suffering and crippling that arthritis can bring. Don't you be fooled by quacks promising surefire cures for arthritis. The irreparable damage they may cause is more than you bargained for. If you have any questions about the general treatment of arthritis or a specific drug that you've heard about, call the New York chapter of the Arthritis Foundation at 677-5790 or write 221 Park Avenue South, New York, New York, 10003. Get the facts and join the fight to stamp out arthritis quackery.
This is WNBC-FM in New York. Thank you very much. NBC Radio continues its New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Band celebration with the Herbie Mann Octet and B.B. King and his quintet from the Village Gate in New York City. And it's coming to you live from Art DeLugoff's Village Gate through the courtesy of NBC. I'm your announcer, Fred Facey. I'll be here for about 23 minutes or so while the boys are getting... I think they're all set to go. Here is Herbie Mann and the Octet. Let's go!
Yeah.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the music of Herbie Mann and his octet. And it's all coming to you live from New York City, from Art DeLugoff's. I see him sitting over there, Village Gate. Great show, friends. This is the place where you hear such stalwarts as Bill Evans, Ahmad Jamal, B.B. King, Oscar Peterson and the trio, and me, Fred Facey. Later tonight, NBC Radio will skim across the country, and we're going to Hollywood for Lawrence Welk and his orchestra. I'm sorry, you won't be able to hear it. I'm speaking to our audience here at the Village Gate. But then we'll also have to Houston for Les Brown and Duke Ellington, Chicago for the Kirby Stone Company, and of course to Las Vegas. That's a place I'd like to be, where we'll hear Harry James and his orchestra. Right now, it's only music by Herbie Mann and the Octet. ask you one question, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't this the warmest place in town? I'd like you to answer me and answer our audience across the country. Isn't this the warmest place in town? What do you say? Hey. I'd like to let you know that we'd like to wish our audience across the country a Happy New Year. How about that, friends? Happy New Year! Yes, it's coming to you live from the Village Gate in New York City. And by the way, anytime you hop over to New York, there's one place that you've got to visit, and that's the Village Gate. Because this is the place you hear the greatest jazz. And I was just made to understand that this is the only place that has recorded about 150 albums, jazz albums. I don't think any other place in the world or in the country has ever done this. However, we're going to hear from B.B. King, and it's all coming to you live from New York City. Again, ladies and gentlemen, in a few minutes, you'll hear, as the boys come up, Duke Ellington and the orchestra, and this will come to you from Houston's Astrodome. Now, let's hear a grand applause for B.B. King!
Baby, how blue can you get? a brand new Ford. But you say, I want a Cadillac. I bought you a $10 dinner. And you said, thanks for the snack. I love you, live in my penthouse. You said it was just a shack. I gave you 7 children, and now you wanna give them back. Yes, I've been over.
Just told, ladies and gentlemen, that BB will be back in June. So if you haven't had enough of him, come back in June and he'll tell it. This portion of NBC's New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Bands was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. Play it, BB. Duke Ellington and the orchestra from the Astrodome in Houston, Texas. Next. On this New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Bands, live from Art DeLugoff's Village Gate in New York City, I want to wish everybody a Happy New Year. And let's hear it from the audience here. Happy New Year! Our engineer tonight was Peter Bernstock. Our director, Bob Sossman. Your announcer, Fred Facey. All on the NBC Radio Network. gotta stay. You gotta stay on. Everybody is clamoring for you. So, please.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. This is titled Sweet 16, and I know we have a lot of 16s in the house tonight. Sweet 16, that is. I think I'm about the oldest thing in here tonight.
Do you borrow money to finance gambling? Gamblers Anonymous has helped literally hundreds who had a gambling problem to return to normal, happy lives. There are no dues or fees for membership, only a desire to stop gambling. In Gamblers Anonymous, compulsive gambling is treated as an illness, not a malicious vice. Many problem gamblers who previously tried to stop by themselves and failed have found the necessary strength through the fellowship of Gamblers Anonymous. It offers wonderful help back to honest living and away from the turmoil and nightmare of compulsive gambling. This self-destructive addiction has proven to be a progressive illness. If you are one of the estimated 6 million Americans suffering from this problem, act now by calling Gamblers Anonymous at Murray Hill 97500. Don't gamble with your life. The stakes are too high.
WNBC-FM, New York.